Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to tonight's game for the Predators against the Carolina Hurricanes. Joe Rex Road doing some acrobatics over here in the studio. Nicely done.
With my fancy shirt on.
With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators radio analyst Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Gilsy, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. We're all hanging in there with you. And, Gilsy, we were on Smashville Live last night talking to Matt Benning just about the injuries right now and the young guys that are having to come in the lineup. As a former player, when you've got some young guys coming in, what's the balance like as a veteran trying to help bring those guys along but also having to focus in on your own game as well? Like, what are the defensemen like Mattias Ekholm going through in the room right now?
Man, I'll tell you, it's tough. I've been there, and it's, you don't know what you're going to get from young players. You know, it's, you know, you're hoping, all right, this kid is going to go out and be offensive, or this kid is going to be defensive, or how is he going to play? But you don't know. And so it's hard to, you know, the beauty of playing with a guy that you played with forever is you know exactly what to get, you're going to get from him. And, you know, I was playing with a young guy, Roman Josi, who I was like, I don't know what this guy's going to do. And then I sat there and watched what he could do, and that was what a pleasant surprise that was. I played with Ryan Ellis, who I thought was a young offensive defenseman. He was better defensively than I ever dreamed he could be, and so another pleasant surprise. But, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. So you kind of cover the backside and try and take care of him and try and be as vocal as you can and help him through it. But in the end, you know, you got to find out what they're all about. I was impressed, though, with some young players. Davies looked good. Carrier looks like he's coming around in his game, a real solid game he plays, I think, both ends of the ice. So, so far, so good with young guys. But now we got to get tested again with Favreau out.
Yeah, so go back to that, Hal. Early impressions of Josi. If someone told you this is going to be a Norris winner, you would have said what at the time?
Yeah, the way he skated the first time I saw him, you know, I was blown away. And when I got traded, I said, "What's the deal? What are we looking at with Nashville?" And you know, of course, it was Suter Weber, and everyone knows that. But that the next name they brought up was this young kid Josi, who's going to be a stud. And you know, every time someone says this guy's going to be a stud, you go, "Okay, sure."
Yeah.
You know, you got to prove it. You know, you don't just say, oh, he's a high draft pick and he's everything, you know. I need to see it. And, you know, I got on the ice and he makes, you know, I was playing with him. He was my first partner and he made my job pretty easy. Just get it over to him and let him do his thing. So, yeah, there's certain players that you see. You got to learn the game. You got to positionally, you know, situationally, like what time of the game are you going to make that awesome play? Is just as important as making that play. So, you know, it was kind of fun to sit back and watch him go through that progression.
How I thought, especially given the situation on Tuesday night with the lineup that they put out there with six rookies being a part of things, I thought, you know, 5-on-5, the Predators played just about as well as you could have hoped for in that game if you're a Predators fan. How do they go about replicating that effort tonight against the Carolina team that, as you know, not only skates very fast, but also moves the puck very fast as well, and is playing just as well as anybody in the National Hockey League right now?
Yeah, they're such a good team, and I thought they were going to come out guns blazing. And the Preds did a great job of just circling the wagons, playing to their abilities until they could get their feet under them. I thought defensively, I really felt like they played their best defensive game they have in a long time, you know, as a team. I'm not talking about defense, and maybe they needed that. You know, in the end, you look at it and you say, maybe they needed some awareness from the forwards to come back and play as hard as they can defensively. They've been struggling to score goals, so I know forwards are going, I got to get up there. I got to score goals. I got to do it. And I think they said, all right, guys, we got to help out. We got a young D core back there. Let's all come back. Let's all play defense, and then we'll wait for our scoring chances. And that's exactly what they did. Really solid team defense that led to, you know, you get a power play goal, and you start. That's how you do it. You know, you play solid defensively until you get your breaks. And that was probably the best 5-on-5 game I've seen them play. And they had to change their game plan. I don't care what any coach tells you. Roman Josi, it can be a game plan. You know, it just let him go. Let him break out and let him get in the offensive zone. And that becomes your game plan. With him out, it really, you have to rely on five guys to do the job. And so maybe this is the best thing for the team to realize how they play 5-on-5.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the term circle the wagons, Hal, and we were talking earlier about even sometimes maybe you have young guys coming in, you've got injuries, you've got suspensions, whatever it is, and it's like, you know, you've got to lock it down. You got to be totally focused, airtight, and try to compensate for what you're missing. Do you think they should play more like that in general?
Yeah. I do. I think, you know, we've looked at what their team identity is and how they're going to go about finding that. They wanted to be grittier this year. They wanted to be more of a team that attacks with grit and get into the trouble areas and be hard to play against. And I think that's all well and good, but it has to come from the defensive end first. Maybe this is a good time for them to realize that they need to focus on that defensively.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, brought to you by Duncan and by TriStar Moving. And Hal, it's no secret there's chatter going on around the league right now about trades, and we're getting closer and closer to that time of the year where the trade deadline is becoming a reality. I know Matthias Ekholm talked about that a little bit this week with Adam Vingen on The Athletic. Just from as a former player and a guy who's been a part of some of these trade rumors before, how do you go about handling that as a player when you know that your name is out there and you know that maybe your future could look a little uncertain, but you also still have a job to do? What's that balance like as a player?
It's tough, especially for a younger guy. That's really hard to handle. I remember when I was in Boston, it was all but a done deal that I was going to go to Ottawa for Igor Kravchuk. and I'm just waiting for it to go, waiting for it to happen. And they talked about it and talked about it, and it never happened. And it was a distraction. For it to never happen was like, what did I waste all my time worrying about this when it never came to fruition? So then years down the road, I was in Toronto, and they told me, no way, we're going to move you. We love you. You're our guy. We want to keep you around. There's other guys we're going to move. And so I sat there nice and relaxed, just playing my game, and boom, they pulled the trigger on me and I was gone. So it's hard to know when you should focus on it, when you shouldn't. In the end, I always say just play your game until someone tells you to go play somewhere else. But it's hard to kind of, you know, push it aside and say, I just got to do my job. It's there. It's very real. So you have to learn how to deal with that. You look at a guy like Matthias Ekholm that everyone's talking about. He can't go out tonight and worry about whether he's going to get traded. He's got to go out and play his game. And, you know, hopefully we can keep him around because everyone loves him and he's a great part of this team. You know, but he can't go out and change his game. He's just got to go play.
And then wives and families too, right, Hal? I mean, like, the player can go, like you said, you know, focus on your job, but I imagine that's got to be really difficult at home.
What do you do? Are you trying to tell me that hockey players are human?
That's crazy thought, huh?
I can't say that. There's no human side. Yeah, no, obviously that's the biggest thing is you don't realize that. One of my friends said, being traded is like you're in a snow globe and someone just turned you upside down and all your stuff just starts circling above your head and it takes a while for it to settle down, but eventually it does. And that all that snow globe stuff is your family, your kids, moving schools. You know, it's ugly and it's not a lot of fun to deal with. So if you cannot think about it, it's a lot easier that way because when it does happen, there's no way to prepare for it. So you go about your life, you play your you play your hockey, and if you move, you move.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and by TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Hal, appreciate you taking time to join us, and enjoy the game tonight for the Preds against Carolina.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the game.
Absolutely. Yep. Hal Gill joins us each and every Thursday here on Robbie and Rex Road at 9:30. When we'll come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Hal had to say there. Get your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that coming up next. But right now, I got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. And one of the things that I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine those props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. And it's called a same game parlay bet that is only available on FanDuel. You can combine the money line, the point spread, player steals, player three-pointers, any direction you want to take it, you can do that in the same game on FanDuel Sportsbook. And whether you're new or an experienced user on FanDuel Sportsbook, you can check out the same game parlays daily. NBA same game parlays are just one reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, exclusive always on promotions, such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every single game day, plus different deposit options so you know that your dollars are safe. If you win, you get your winnings as safely as 24 hours and as quickly as in 24 hours. So some great stuff on the FanDuel Sportsbook. If you haven't tried it, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000 back. Just place a bet and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code ROB at sign up. That promo code is ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.